Chapter 4. That night, lights were on all over Ponyville, and the ponies talked in excited tones. They had heard that Twilight Sparkle, the unicorn from Canterlot, who had become their librarian, had been in an accident, and that she'd been hurt. Now there was talk of three ponies, friends of hers, making some kind of journey. There was even the fantastic rumor that they were going to leave Equestria, traveling through the Everfree Forest and going over the mountains to the western lands beyond. No pony had gone over the mountains in recent memory. Even the old gray mares could barely recall any stories of such a journey. What was out there, beyond Princess Celestia's protection? Whatever it was surely dangerous. Those three ponies were certainly brave. Brave or foolish. At the edge of Ponyville, the rolling hills were filled with the apple orchards, neat plowed rows of sweet apple acres, and the apple family's bountiful farm. Normally, every pony on the farm would be fast asleep on the night after Plow Pony's Day, preparing to rise early to begin the second round of spring planting. This night, however, no pony was sleeping. Even Apple Bloom tossed and turned in her bed. Up in her room, in the great farmhouse, Applejack was pacing back and forth, her green eyes trailing periodically over the currently empty saddlebag sitting on her bed. "Well," she finally said, "I should definitely pack my rain slicker." "It might be a better idea to pack your quilted vest," said Big Mackintosh, following his sister's movement with a patient gaze. The bright red stallion pony had agreed to help her pack, but since Applejack hadn't yet done any packing, he felt a bit useless. "It'll be cold up in the mountains." "That's right," Applejack said. "I should at least pack a scarf. Maybe some boots, too."
"What about a tarp?" Big Mac offered. "Something you can set down when it rains so's you don't get muddy."
"That's a good idea, too," the Earth Pony sighed. She was getting nervous. As much as she wanted to help Twilight Sparkle, she was still incredibly daunted at the thought of leaving Ponyville. Even the quest to find the Elements of Harmony had only taken her to the Everfree Forest. This journey would take her outside of Equestria, far outside, to the distant mountains she could barely see from the balloon. Who knew what sorts of creatures and disasters she might encounter? She couldn't possibly pack everything she would need. She'd have to bring extra apples, blankets, and rope. Absolutely had to bring rope.
"You know," Big Mac said, "it's not too late to say no, I reckon."
"I can't," Applejack whirled toward him.
"Twilight needs me."
"I'm sure some other pony could go. There's plenty of good folk who want to help Twilight Sparkle. You could just stay here and help us with the planting."
"But," Applejack's voice wavered, she's my friend. I should be the one helping her. Besides, I don't trust any pony to keep Rarity and Rainbow on course. Some pony's got to be the practical one, or they won't make it to the mountains in time. I just know it."
Big Mackintosh gave his sister a long, patient look.
"But you don't want to go."
Applejack threw herself onto her bed and rolled onto her back.
"No, I don't. I'm scared, Mac. I ain't never wanted to leave Ponyville like this. I don't like strange places, and I don't like strange folks. I got simple wants and no need for adventure." She sighed. "I wish I could just stay home."
"But why can't you?" Big Mac asked. Applejack looked hopelessly up at the ceiling for a moment. Yet she could feel herself pulling together, summoning the strength she always somehow managed to find. A determined look crossed her face.
"Because I want to help my friend, too. I want that more than I want to stay safe. If helping Twilight means I gotta go afar, that's just how it's gonna be."
"So I suppose you really do want to go," her brother said.
"Yes, I suppose so. I'm just scared."
"Well, we'll be waiting for you when you get back, so don't worry none about Apple Bloom, Granny Smith, and me," he said. Something fell into the bed next to Applejack. Turning her head, she saw her saddlebags closed and fully packed. Rolling over and sitting up, she looked over at Big Mackintosh. He gave her a slow smile.
"I reckon you'll want to double-check those. There may be some things you want that I didn't think of. And I left some room for victuals."
Applejack laughed. "I reckon I wouldn't get anywhere without you, Mac."
"Nope."
He walked over to her, and with a twist of his neck, reached down and plucked her brown cow colt's hat off her head.
"I'm gonna wash this. No sense starting an adventure with a dirty hat. You best get some sleep. You're starting early tomorrow, right?"
"Yep, at first light of dawn," his sister remarked.
"Good night, AJ. Sweet dreams."
Applejack clicked off the lamp by her bed. "Good night, Mac." He left her room, and she began to turn down the covers of her bed. High above Ponyville, a veritable mansion floated in the night sky. It was made of fluffy white clouds, and it glistened silver in the pale light of the moon. Rivers of rainbow sprang from a fountain at one side, running down and off into space. Within the spacious rooms of said cloud house, on the second floor of the western wing, Rainbow Dash tossed and turned in her bed. She had wrapped herself in cloud blankets and turned her cloud pillows over and over again. The rainbow-maned Pegasus had no need to pack. It was part of the magic of her kind that she could tolerate a broad range of temperatures, from warm to freezing cold, so she had no need of clothes, and she could eat just about any leaf or grass without bother, so she had no need of provisions. She should really have been able to go right to sleep.
This was particularly the case because Rainbow Dash was not a pony given to much self-doubt. And indeed, it was not self-doubt that was keeping her awake at present. What had her tossing and turning was the doubt of others, that is, her traveling companions for the morrow. It was bad enough when Applejack wanted to come, she thought. Now Rarity's coming. That prissy filly has probably never run in her life. Dash didn't like waiting, and she didn't like depending on others. Except for a rare moment, she was always confident that if everything was left in her hose, it would get done. She could save the day, she could win the race, she could clear the sky in 10 seconds flat, and she didn't need any pony else. Her friends were important to her, but she didn't need them to do her job for her. I should have just gotten some other Pegasus and gone. We'd be done in 2 days. Then other images came to her mind in response. She could picture Twilight thanking all of her friends. She could see Fluttershy agreeing to take care of the stricken lavender unicorn. She could see Pinkie Pie trying to cheer the poor Twilight up. She could see Applejack summoning her courage to face the unknown. She could see Rarity, desperately trying to help her friend, whom she believed she had injured. Rainbow Dash sighed. Perhaps it was true that she could have done the job fastest alone, but the other four ponies were also Twilight's friends, and they were her friends too. She could understand their desire to be a part of curing her. She hated feeling useless, and she knew the others did as well. Rainbow Dash rolled over onto her belly. In all honesty, what she really hated was waiting. She was the most impatient pony, and quite proud of that fact. As fast as she was, the idea of waiting for anything was abhorrent to her. Waiting and holding back so that the wingless pony she was traveling with could keep up with her was going to be very hard. But there's no backing out of it now, she thought. Unless... Dash threw off the cloud covers, flapping her wings to hover. She drifted slowly to the window of her bedroom and threw open the cloud curtain. The night sky was clear outside, millions of stars twinkling before her eyes that wouldn't have been visible at lower altitudes. The moon was half full tonight, shining like a great silver bowl hung in the sky. From this altitude, Dash could see past the Drakenridge Mountains, but not all the way to the Archbat Mountains. There wasn't enough light. But she knew they were out there. I could start now, she thought. I'm not even tired. It was as she had said from the beginning. At top speed, she could make it to the Archbat Mountains in one full day, even if she needed a rest when she got there. Even without Spike's stupid teleporting fire, she could still be back in Ponyville with the Benevilet in 3 days' time. Twilight would be cured, her friends would be safe, and there'd be no waiting. All she had to do was fly, the thing she was best at in the world. She tensed her body, her wings twitching. Her blood began to pump. It's dangerous. She could actually hear Applejack's voice in her head. She snorted. Since when did danger bother her? You have no idea what you're looking for. Now Twilight was chastising her. She didn't mind, though. She was usually lucky. Okay, she was lucky some of the time. Most of the time. She'd feel it out. But I wanted to help, Rarity said gently in her head. Rainbow Dash lowered her wings. Darn it, she thought. I just can't do that to the others. They would think she had abandoned them when they needed her most, and even if she came back with the Benevilet, they might not forgive her easily. Dash didn't like her friends to be angry at her, and even she had noticed how much Rarity had been bothered by Twilight's predicament. Dash had made enough mistakes in her life to know how powerful the urge to set things right could be, and how awful it was for that urge to be denied. So, for Rarity's sake, she'd have to let the White Unicorn come. And if she let Rarity come, with her slow, graceful gallop, there was no way she could justify leaving Applejack behind, when the Earth Pony was faster runner. Sighing, Dash pulled down the cloud curtain and returned to her bed, throwing the covers back over her body in frustration. She was a big softy at heart, just a bleeding-hearted filly. Every pony should be grateful she was so nice. But if they can't make it to the Archback Mountains in 13 days, I'm going on alone. I mean it, she thought. In fact, I'm not even going to wait 13 days. I'll wait 12, or maybe 10, or maybe... Her thoughts blurred into nothingness as tiredness finally overcame her. Her rose-colored eyes were hidden beneath sky-blue eyelids, and the Pegasus drifted off to sleep. Below, in Ponyville proper, the lights were on above the Carousel Boutique. In the bedroom on the second floor of the beautiful Rococo establishment, item after item of clothing floated through the air, held aloft by the telekinetic magic that all unicorns possessed. Rarity was having a difficult time packing, as she knew she would. She'd actually left the Plow Ponies Day Festival early to get started, but now late into the night, her white saddlebags were still only half full. She was currently trying to decide between two coats, fully aware of how cold it could get up in the mountains. Oh, this one has such a lovely violet color, and goes perfectly with my mane. She shifted the other one forward. But this one would be thicker, and warmer. Oh, I just can't decide. She shut her eyes and began to cycle the two coats around and around. Around and around and around, and there! She opened her eyes and stopped the spinning. The heavier coat floated in front of her. "This one it is," she said. She floated the first coat back into the closet. Then she used her magic to carefully fold the second coat as neatly as she could. Then, with finer focusing of her magic, she sucked all the air out of it, compressing it until it was much, much flatter. She was doing this to her whole traveling wardrobe, which was allowing her to pack far more clothes than she would have been able to fit in her saddlebags otherwise. She used her magic to place the folded coat neatly inside of one of the saddlebags. I should certainly bring at least one sweater. Probably two. She put her hoof up against her jaw. Best to split the difference. I'll bring one cashmere and one alpaca, she sighed. But which cashmere? To underscore her dilemma, Rarity used her horn to open one of the chests of drawers near her bed. From it, she magically withdrew no less than 12 cashmere sweaters in a rainbow of colors, from aquamarine to sunflower to hot pink. They floated in the air uneasily, their motion echoing Rarity's own uncertainty. Rarity? Oh my, the white unicorn exclaimed, leaping at the soft voice that had filled the silence behind her. The sweaters fell to the floor. Rarity made herself calm down. The voice was quite familiar. Sweetie Belle, she said, gently turning around, what are you doing awake? It's far too late. Rarity's younger sister was dressed in a baby pink nightgown, one of Rarity's own designs, naturally, and blinked gently in the bright firefly light. Her curly pink and lavender mane was mussed from what had clearly been tossing and turning on her pillow. I kept hearing you talking. Oh, said Rarity, I'm terribly sorry. I'm just having trouble packing. You know me, dearest. I have so much to choose from, and I absolutely hate to choose. But I am sorry for waking you, Sweetie Belle. I'll try to be more quiet. Please go back to bed. Sweetie Belle remained where she stood. Are you going to be able to help Miss Twilight Sparkle? Rarity felt her heart crack a little. I believe so. Miss Sakura seems certain that the flower we'll be looking for can cure her in an instant. But what if you don't find it? Apple Bloom said Miss Twilight only had 2 weeks until something bad happened. She wouldn't say what would happen. At least Apple Bloom demonstrated some discretion, Rarity thought. Now, Sweetie Belle, come, come. Rarity gave her a smile. Am I not the lady and mistress of color, pattern, and style? She used her magic to wrap a shawl around her shoulders. Do I not know all that fashion can purvey about distinctive and daring imagery? This brought a laugh from the young unicorn. Sure you are, sis. Then you've no need to worry, her older sister said. She trotted over to Sweetie Belle and gave her a gentle kiss on the forehead. With me along, we'll find the Benevilet easily. Then we can just use Spike's fire to send it right back to Miss Twilight, and she can eat it and be better. Are you sure? I'm sure. Do you promise? Sweetie Belle gave Rarity one last nervous look. Rarity had to pause for a moment. She nodded solemnly. I tail twister promise. Sweetie Belle gasped. Really? Rarity turned around, presenting her hindquarters to her sister. Really. Ready? Ready! Cried the smaller unicorn, turning around as well. They backed into each other until Sweetie Belle's curly tail was brushed against Rarity's ringleted tail. Both ponies then twisted their tails, causing each one's tail to get caught up in the other. Now promise. I hereby promise that I, along with Rainbow Dash and Applejack, shall find the Benevilet flower to cure Twilight Sparkle and get it back to her right on time. The tails raised up and down, like hands shaking. Then they came apart, and the two ponies separated. Now, dearest, will you please go to bed? It's awfully late. Okay, Sweetie Belle said. You should probably get to bed too, sis. Apple Bloom said that her sister wanted to start really early tomorrow. Not to worry. I've just got a bit more packing to do, said Rarity. She nuzzled Sweetie Belle again. Off to sleep with you. Sweet dreams. Sweetie Belle trotted off through the door. Good night, Rarity, she said. She turned around. I love you. I love you too, dearest, Rarity said. She used her magic to shut the door, then turned back to her packing. Well, she thought, I've really committed myself now. She smiled at the childish seriousness of it all. There's no backing down from a tail twister promise. Her horn shimmered, and her scattered sweaters once again rose into the air. I do believe I'm feeling like hot pink, she said, shifting it away from the others. She put the other 11 sweaters back in their drawer and used magic to siphon off the excess air out of the hot pink sweater, which was placed in her saddlebags. Oh, she said, glancing over to where a deep blue sweater still lay on the floor. It seems I forgot about you. She was just about to levitate it back into the drawer when she was struck by the urge to try something else. She locked her eyes on the spot where the sweater lay. She tried to think hard on that spot, focus all of her mental energy into being there. She began to channel the energy into her magical circuit, her horn starting to glow and sparkle. Her vision began to shimmer. Rarity could feel herself losing control. It was going to go wrong. Quickly she broke off the magic, the sparks around her horn fizzling out, its glow going dim. She had failed. Again. So many failures, and every time they cost some pony dearly. Her eyes were stinging. She sat where she was and sniffed. I can't do it, she thought. I'm just not able to do it. She was a failure, and she'd hurt her friend. Oh, Twilight, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Twilight. Rarity bowed her head and wept. The coming day looked to be as brilliant as the one that had preceded it. There was not a cloud in the sky, and the last few stars were slowly disappearing high above Ponyville as Princess Luna retired the night. Rarity was standing at her desk in her study. There was a poster board sign laid out on the desk, and she was busy using her magic to write on it in large, sweeping letters. There came a knock at the door. Just a minute, she called, putting the finishing touch on a word. I'm coming. The white unicorn trotted out of the study, entered the spacious main space of her boutique. She smiled when she saw Fluttershy at the front door. Good morning, darling. I'm just about ready here. The butter-yellow Pegasus trotted in. I don't mean to rush you. No, no, I understand. We've got a lot of ground to cover, and 2 weeks in which to do it. The sooner we get started, the better. I just need to finish this notice. She trotted back to her study, picked up the quill with her magic, and resumed writing. By the way, she said over her shoulder, thank you again for agreeing to watch the shop while I'm gone. Oh, it's no trouble at all, Rarity, Fluttershy said. You're doing so much to help Twilight Sparkle, while I stay here safe in Ponyville. This is the least I could do. Now, Fluttershy, don't sell yourself short, said Rarity. She finished writing, putting an elaborate flourish on the Y in the final word. Twilight is going to need you and Pinkie Pie dearly. You've said so yourself. What you're doing for her is just as important as what we'll be doing for her. It will take all of us to keep her well. Fluttershy nodded. I suppose so. Rarity replaced the quill in her desk, closed up the ink stopper, and raised the sign into the air. She floated it through the showroom, past the dressed ponykins and hanging bolts of fabric, until she reached the door, where she hung it from a peg on the inside. The sign said, in bold and flowing script, Open for alterations only. Satisfied with her work, the white unicorn then used her magic to raise her saddlebags off the floor near the door, slipping the harness around her hindquarters and tightening it until she was certain it was secure. Shall we go meet the others? She asked. Ponyville was still and gray in the pre-dawn light as the two ponies made their way down Main Street. Rarity gave a dainty nod at the night watch pony, yawning as he leaned against a fence post. Fluttershy followed behind her, her long, luxurious pink mane floating on the slight breeze. She looked over her shoulder. There was finally a line of gold on the horizon. Princess Celestia was raising the sun, and all of Equestria was beginning to rouse to the brilliant light of a new day. Turning down Stepper Street, Rarity and Fluttershy remained silent, each one's mind filling with thoughts. Rarity couldn't help but wonder if she was really up to the challenge of a long journey through strange lands. But I must persevere, she thought. Twilight needs me. They both spied that very unicorn as they made their way to the edge of Ponyville. She was waiting, along with Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, and Applejack. Big Macintosh was there as well, and even Applebloom had turned out, the little pony yawning hugely despite her excited eyes. Applejack noticed Rarity and Fluttershy out of the corner of her eye as she was checking her saddlebags for what must have been the 20th time. Morning, y'all, she said before sticking her nose back into the bags. Vest, scarf, apples, compass, apples, blanket, apples. Good morning, you two, said Twilight Sparkle. Rarity immediately glanced at her horn. There was a short streak of black coming down from the tip that hadn't been there yesterday. Oh, good morning, Twilight. How are you feeling? A little tired, but not too bad, Twilight replied. After breakfast, I'm going to take her to Sugar Cube Corner, Pinkie Pie said. I've got cinnamon rolls baking. That sounds delicious, said Fluttershy. Can we get a move on already? Rainbow Dash said. The sky blue Pegasus was already hovering in the air, crossing her front hooves over her chest in a show of impatience. I thought we were in a hurry. Just a minute, Applejack said, her nose still in her saddlebags. AJ, you've checked those things like a million times. You've got everything. All right, said the orange earth pony, finally closing both saddlebags. Big Macintosh helped place them on her flanks, and Applebloom reached under to tighten the brass buckle that secured them. Okay, then. Rarity? Rainbow? Y'all all ready? We ain't gonna be turning around. I'm always ready, said Dash. I believe I've got all I'll be needing, or at least all I had room for, said Rarity. Actually, do either of you have any room left in your saddlebags? Twilight asked. She picked up a book that had been lying in the road with her mouth. I did some searching through the library last night. There were a few books about the lands beyond Equestria, and this was the smallest. The book was green and had a picture of a map on it. Its title was A Survey of Extra-Equestrian Territories. I believe I've got some room left in my saddlebag, Rarity said. She used her magic to take the book from Twilight, levitating it through the air and also opening her left saddlebag. Sure enough, there was just enough room to slide the book inside between a pair of sunglasses and a tube of sunscreen. Now are we ready? Dash groused. Applejack took a deep breath. She gave her brother and sister one final look, her green eyes betraying her lingering fear. I reckon so, she said. Thank you all so much, Twilight cried, nuzzling Applejack around the snout. She trotted over to Rarity and did the same, and then looked up to Rainbow Dash. The sky blue Pegasus rolled her eyes, but consented to touch down and allow her friend to give her a nuzzle. I don't know if I can ever repay you all for this. This could mean... I don't... Don't get all weepy yet, Sugar Cube, said Applejack. We ain't found the flower yet. Thank us when we get back. Now, Apple Bloom, you behave yourself while I'm gone. I don't want to hear of any mischief you got into when I get back. That understood? Yes, ma'am, Apple Bloom replied. Mac, you look after yourself, and don't think twice about asking for help if things get too heavy.
Yup.
Fluttershy, don't let any pony pressure you into doing any more work than you're comfortable with, Rarity said. If you have to, just close the boutique completely. I won't mind. Oh no, Rarity, don't worry. I'll be very responsible. Sweetie Belle is going to be staying with my parents for about a week, but when she gets back, do look in on her from time to time, all right? You can count on me, Rarity, Fluttershy nodded. Have a good time, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie exclaimed, bouncing up and down and giving Dash a nuzzle. Dash laughed as Pinkie's curly mane tickled her chin. Sure, Pinkie, I'll definitely try to have fun. Okay, Applejack said, stomping her hoof on the ground. She seemed to naturally assume leadership of the trio, and Rarity and Rainbow Dash chose not to dispute this. Rarity, Rainbow, y'all ready? Yes, already, Dash cried. I'm ready, Applejack, said Rarity, squaring up her withers. Let's begin. All righty, then, the Earth Pony exclaimed. She reared back and let out a high-pitched whinny. Twilight, Pinky, Fluttershy, goodbye and take care. Mac, Applebloom, take care. Let's move 'em out. And she broke into a gallop, thundering down the road. Farewell, every pony, take care, Rarity yelled over her shoulder as she began to follow, working to match Applejack's swift pace. Yeah, let's rock and roll, Rainbow Dash exclaimed, flapping her wings and flying forward. She quickly caught up to Applejack and remained just above her. See you all later, she called back. With those final parting words, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, and Rarity began their journey, leaving their friends and their homes behind. Ponyville quickly retreated in their wake, until the road behind them was as empty and open as the road ahead.